Well, the Prime Minister will travel to Turkey this week to commemorate the centenary of the Gallipoli landings at Anzac Cove.
Nearly 9,000 would lose their lives at Gallipoli before the evacuation 8 months later. Over 61,000 would lose their lives during the Great War. This week, I hope all Australians, young and old, in every town and suburb, will honour them and remember them, lest we forget.
Well, the Prime Minister will join thousands of Australians heading to Gallipoli to pay their respects, but this morning he'll be in New Zealand for the dedication of the Australian Memorial at the National War Memorial in Auckland. Today, Tony Abbott says our fellow Anzacs are more than friends, they are family. And another bilateral relationship, but of a very different nature, is also front and centre following Julie Bishop's weekend visit to Iran, the first by an Australian foreign minister in 12 years. The two countries agreeing to share secret intelligence on our common enemy, Islamic State.
And so it was an informal arrangement whereby we would share intelligence that would give us information on the Australians who are taking part. And I believe that Iran has information that we would seek, and they were very agreeable to share that information with us.
Julie Bishop following her talks with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran. Well, Michelle Grattan is with us from Parliament House this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Ellen.
Julie Bishop, Iran was arguably her toughest foreign policy challenge. She's come away with this deal to share intelligence on IS. How significant is that? You know, given historically Iran's pariah status these many years.
Yes, that's right. It is a significant deal because one of the problems that Australia has with foreign fighters going off to the war is that it doesn't really have much information about their activities there, and that is a real gap if they're trying to track these people. So in the intelligence sharing would appear to be significant from what Julie Bishop says. She thinks that there is information there to be had, but obviously doing a deal with a country like Iran is something of a complicated matter, and these are Australian citizens also. So it is complex.
Hmm. There's also the issue of Iranian asylum seekers who are refused refugee status in this country. Now, Tehran's refusing to take them back, and Julie Bishop couldn't convince them on that. What do you say about the issue about whether, in fact, it's wise for Australia to try and strike a deal with Iran on this matter, considering its record on human rights?
Well, again, I think it does have downsides and ethical problems. The Australian government is very anxious to do this, however, and I think although Iran hasn't agreed to take these people back, there are going to be some talks at an official level that some officials are coming here. Mm. But it is quite clear on a number of fronts that Australia is making a lot of effort to get failed asylum seekers back to their countries of origin, and also refugees from Nauru off to other countries like Cambodia if it can. So it does recognise that the blockages in the system have to be dealt with, but there are ethical problems in dealing with them.
Mm, let's turn to the budget now, just 4 weeks away. Much of the focus, as we've been saying this morning, is going to be on the size of the deficit, $40 billion, according to the mid-year economic update. Joe Hockey says he's never put a date on balancing the budget over the weekend. How much of a political challenge is this with numbers like that, but perhaps as a percentage of GDP, the deficit not so bad?
Well, the government now is moving to talking about reducing the deficit as a percentage of GDP rather than talking about the actual number being reduced every year. Last week, Tony Abbott made a reference to saying there would be a lower deficit each year, but this is now being defined into percentage terms. I think this is a problem because the government, since opposition days, has put such emphasis on getting down debt and deficit. And of course, what it's seeing now with continual write-downs of revenue plus the difficulties of containing the spending side is that making good that promise is very, very difficult. Now, we've, of course, been through this before with budget write-downs under Labor. Mm. The Coalition was totally unforgiving on that. So that makes its own position more complicated, and it's open to the charges of hypocrisy.
At the same time, are the Australian people now well versed in the idea that Wayne Swan had the problem, Joe Hockey has it now, that, you know, sort of anyone who tells you when they're going to return the budget to surplus is having a wild guess, pretty much?
Well, they might be well schooled, but I think they have become more cynical when they see each side going through the rhetoric and then failing to be able to match the rhetoric. And also, I think recent polling has shown that they are putting some emphasis, that is the public, on the need to reduce the deficit. So it is, in political terms, I think, a difficulty for the government as it goes into these final days of trying to make the best story out of quite hard numbers.
Mm. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Ellen.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.